The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the Western dispute over Tehran's nuclear energy program is just a pretext in the hands of the nation's enemies.
دشمنی دشمنان ما به خاطر این است که نظام جمهوری اسلامی در مقابل نظام سلطه ایستاده است. بقیه چیزها بهانه است. امروز بهانه مسئله هسته‌ای است. یک روز بهانه حقوق بشر است. یک روز بهانه یک چیز دیگر است. آنها می‌خواهند نظام جمهوری اسلامی رو از ایستادگی در مقابل قلدرها و گردن کلفتها و باج بگیرها و زورگویان عالم منصرف کنند. البته این اتفاق نخواهد افتاد.
آیت الله صدر خامنه ای was addressing a group of cadets at a college of the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps. The leader said that world nations have empathy for Iran over its resistance against bullying powers. He said the arrogant powers are angry at the Iranian nation over its advancements without relying on the U.S. and other Western countries. Ayatollah Khamenei added that Iranians have chosen their path and will press ahead on that course. The leader also criticized Iran's adversaries for calling themselves the international community, describing them as several arrogant states which are under the influence of corporations belonging to Zionists. Ayatollah Khamenei said the international community is comprised of the oppressed nations who lack the courage to stand up against their oppressors, but will certainly do so if they get the opportunity. Author, Middle East expert Saab Shath joins us from Belfast to tell us more about what Iran's leader has said. Saab Shath, many statements made there by Iran's leader. I'm going to zoom in on one saying in which Iran's leader said the international community is comprised of the oppressed nations who lack the courage to stand up against their oppressors, but will certainly do so if they get the opportunity.
Very true. Let me summarize as well my view on this. I can say with confidence that all their Zionist and imperialist wicked policies under undercover operations and secret wars waged to decimate Iran have failed. The Iranian people prove to the world that they are unstoppable in their struggle to impose their will on their country's resources. Today, they are actively engaged in developing and positioning their country within with their own hard work. And the greatest scientific achievement and industrial achievement the Iranian people have achieved lately at the forefront of the information age. And that scares an entity like Israel in the Middle East. Today, Iran is not just an economic powerhouse or regional military superpower. Iran became a mecca for many countries from across the world in many sensitive and essential scientific fields. I want to mention the few here, such as the field of the very advanced nanotechnology. A few countries in the world, nearly five, who can claim they command such a technology. In addition to that, look at the information technology, hardware or software. Iran developed industrial basis for that. Iran on its elitist space program and the civil nuclear program, which is supplying the Iranian people and the people of the region with their needs of medical applications from that program. From a global perspective, as the Ayatollah Khomeini was saying, we can see the positive international influence Iran have today from Latin America to Asia, Africa, and the influence is translated in economical and industrial and scientific cooperation to help people across the world and the Iranian people. Iran is one of the very few countries in today's world who achieved total sovereignty on all levels. Take it from economical, political, geopolitical, as well to total control of its land, skies, and seas. The presence of Iran Navy on the high seas today can tell unparalleled story in the modern history of our region. No one country in the region can claim such a sovereign status, which is protected by indigenous military and homegrown in economic and scientific and industrial bases. Take it from Turkey, go to Pakistan and all the Arabic countries, even the Zionist entity. Iran's strength today is measured by equal friendly states within the BRICS, like Brazil or South Africa. In relation to the international status and the global political respects, I just want to mention one thing, how Iran stands with the in solidarity with the people who fight for justice in Palestine or Syria or Lebanon or in Latin America. And if they want to talk about international status, I can just say one thing. Iran leading NAM, the non-aligned movement, two-thirds of the United Nations membership in that. It means two-thirds of the world countries in there. Iran lead that forum. Who here command the huge support internationally? They are isolated. Iran is not isolated. Iran is welcomed and have a huge support and respect for it worldwide.
Very well. Thank you so much for that. Saif Shah, author and Middle East expert there, talking to us from Belfast.